Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez Santana.
Natasha Von Imhoff, a member of the Alaska Senate, shared a presentation at the Kenai Chamber of Commerce luncheon on Wednesday, May 15th. Imhoff began her presentation by showing a 2023 CNBC poll showing Alaska scoring dead last and having the dubious honor of being last in business.
You can see, according to that poll, we scored straight Fs in infrastructure, economy, technology, innovation, education, and access to capital. Which is ironic. Access to capital. We have a permanent fund. We have $2.5 billion in our CBR, Constitutional Budget Reserve, our savings account. We have ADA, Alaska Industrial Export Authority.
However, she does offer some solutions to this.
We need to solve the dividend calculation. Number two, I recommend that we pass a state spending cap for operations. Three, develop a multi-year planned approach to invest in capital and infrastructure, as well as human capital. And lastly, we need a coordinated vision for our future. Do we want to focus on green energy, tourism, being the global transportation hub, Arctic studies, a strategic military location? I say all of it.
For more, visit this story at RadioKenai.com. Sparks fly in the early morning hours of the final House session. For the report, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
After 121 days in Juneau, state lawmakers have concluded their work. That's after passing dozens of bills and finalizing the state's operating budget for the fiscal year that begins in July. The budget, if signed into law by the governor, would provide Alaskans a payment of roughly $1,655 this fall, including a $1,360 permanent fund dividend and an energy relief check of $295. Lawmakers also passed bills that they say would address a number of pressing issues, from high energy costs and declining natural gas production to uncertainty in the homeschool system brought about by a recent court ruling. Senate President Gary Stevens, Republican from Kodiak, said he's proud of what he and his colleagues in the bipartisan majority caucus accomplished. Several high-profile bills did not make it across the finish line, including royalty cuts for natural gas producers in the Cook Inlet and a controversial elections bill that saw a late push for passage. House Speaker Kathy Tilton from Wasilla said she expects lawmakers to continue to work on royalty relief proposals before the next legislative session or possibly in a special session. Like Stevens, Tilton said legislators took great strides on a wide variety of issues over their 4 months in Juneau. House Minority Leader Calvin Schrag, an independent from Anchorage, said he was glad to see some of the minority coalition's priorities included in the state budget. But he said several things, among them a fiscal plan, a pension plan for public sector workers, and a long-term increase in education funding, were missed opportunities. The Senate adjourned shortly before midnight. The House, however, continued past the midnight deadline in an effort to pass additional bills before gaveling out at 1:22 a.m. For a list of some of the highlights of the legislature's accomplishments, visit this story at RadioKenai.com. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
Governor Mike Dunleavy extends his appreciation to the Alaska legislature for a collaborative and successful 2024 session. Crucial legislation addressing energy, carbon capture, food security, and public safety all passed this session. We are proud to have passed several bills this session that move Alaska forward, said Governor Mike Dunleavy. My administration will spend the interim preparing new initiatives for next session on public safety, education reform, expanding the agricultural sector, and much more. Some of the House bills that passed during this session was HB 66, which refers to the governor's plan to crack down on fentanyl dealers. And House Bill 307 is a game changer for the Rail Belt power grid, power utilities, and its business and residential customers. Coming up, we'll take a look at your top news headlines from Friday.